leads us daily. He speaks to us. He corrects us. He's a lover of our soul. Glory to your name, Lord.
Oh,
glorify your name, Lord Jesus. For your spirit to enter and to captivate us. Note our frailty, Father. Know even the sin that we've engaged in this week, and we're crying out for repentance, that you would restore us again. But we desire not to be away from your presence, but to constantly be there where you are, where there is life and liberty and joy, oh God. Flood us with your presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You know, this morning, I'm a little bit emotional, and I don't even know why, but I sensed it from the moment we started practicing worship, and I'm not sad or anything, but I just feel just a quick tenderness of the Spirit of God, and I'm just like, I couldn't even contain myself when Raphael was praying, because that's what I want, is the presence of God. This week, when I was reading the Word, I was reading through the book, I came across the story of Lazarus, and we all know the story. The Lord showed me something a little bit different this week, and I know I've read it a gazillion times. They said that when he received the news about his friend Lazarus, he was 2 days into his death. And the encouragement was, go quickly, Lord. Do something. Was he going to raise him to dead, you know, from the dead? I don't know. I don't even know what they thought. Just go. It's your friend. The Lord continued to go about his business. And ultimately he arrived. And the scripture said it was 4 days later. And quickly the Lord spoke to me, because how many times do we wait on God? We wait on God. We wait on God. God says, I'll be right there. But right now, God, you're going to miss it. You're not going to be able to restore this. It's broken. If you don't come now, it's going to be a mess. You don't know the repercussions that are going to come if you don't come right now, Lord. And he said, the reason that he waited the 4 days was not so Lazarus could just walk, not just so Lazarus could rise up and Mary and Martha could be happy and content. It was for the glory of God. So when we wait on the answers and they don't seem to come, they come so God can be glorified. Not when Liz needs it, like right now, I need it right now, you don't know the mess. God knows the mess. God knows the heart, God knows the cause, and God knows the remedy. Hallelujah. 4 days later, don't open the tomb, it's going to smell. Yeah, because there's death in there. Death stinks. Sin stinks. It's a mess. Cover it with a stone. Don't even go back. Then why did you call him? What were you expecting? God walks into the dead things and he causes them to live. He knows that we smell at times. And he knows that we are impatient. And he knows that we want it now. And most of the time, it's not per se because we want God to be glorified, not that we want to take away from that, but it's so that I can be more comfortable. Is that so my bills can be paid? It's so that I can have that job. It's just for me. But God says, not for you, but for my glory. We wait on you, Lord Jesus. You are good. Thank you. Spirit of God comes in and fixes whatever it is that we've broken. Or it takes 4 days. Or 4 months. Or 4 years. 4 decades. Some of us wait for loved ones to be saved. I've been ministering to my dad for a while. And this has been, I guess, maybe 2 years. And he told me, "Do you know that I read the Bible every day?" And I said, he goes, "Sometimes I don't understand everything it says." And I'm like, "That's okay." He recently asked me for a large print Bible. My dad turned 77 yesterday. And praise God, he's healthy and he's strong. And he's reading the Word of God. Conversation after conversation, I speak to my dad about the Lord. Him acknowledging, yes, yes. And sometimes he'll tell me, "I read this. Did you know this?" How exciting when the revelation of God just becomes alive in us. It opens our eyes to see things that we've read 1,000 times. 4 days. This week, I read it 1,000 times. 4 days. Doesn't matter the time frame. One is that God would arrive, and he always does. And that his name would be glorified. That's our job, worshipers of the Most High God, to bring our God glory wherever we go. And then his presence comes in. He does the rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to do this, Mario. Espíritu de Dios, llena mi vida, llena mi alma, llena.